Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. If you live in the Goldsboro area, my handsome husband, Harold, IB and Bev Herring, will be teaching at Goldsboro Worship Center that's on New Hope Road at 9 o'clock this morning and again at 11:15. If you can join us, if it works out for you, we would love to see you then. This morning, I want to say this. I know God will not give me anything that I can't handle. But as Mother Teresa once said, I just wish he didn't trust me so much. I smile every time I read that powerful quote by Mother Teresa, who was really a remarkable woman. It's a quote that we should all remember in our times of adversity. First, Dr. Charles Stanley says, "Adversity is always unexpected and unwelcome. It's an intruder and a thief, and yet, in the hands of God, adversity becomes the means, through which his supernatural power is demonstrated." And that is so true. There are two possible reasons for adversity, and we find them both in the life of Job. In Job 2:9, in the Living Bible, it says, "His wife said to him, 'Are you still trying to be godly when God has done all this to you? Curse him and die.'" Obviously, this lady didn't handle adversity very well. Yes, she had lost her family and her fortune, but she also wanted to lose her husband. Obviously, she was blaming him for the adversity. When adversity strikes, we can't flake out or freak out or shut down or shut out the ones that love us or isolate ourselves like those who from those who could possibly help. It's important to notice that Job's response to adversity was not at all like that. In Job 2:10 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "But he said to her, 'You speak as one of the impious and foolish women would speak. What? Shall we accept only good at the hand of God, and shall we not accept also misfortune and what is of a bad nature?' In spite of all this, Job did not sin with his lips." Notice it says Job did not sin with his lips. How do we act or react when faced with adversity? That's actually going to determine whether or not we're successful in life. In Proverbs 24:10, it says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." And again, Proverbs 24:10 in the Message Bible says it this way: "If you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place." Strong's Concordance, the word adversity in Strong's Concordance, perhaps I should say it that way, is the Hebrew word H6869, H6869, and it's defined as distress and trouble. Owing more than you can pay? That's adversity. Facing a foreclosure? That's adversity. Having to deal with rebellious children, move more by popular culture than the word of God? That's adversity. Watching the balance of our retirement account evaporate before our very eyes after years of sacrificing? Well, that's adversity. Going to work each morning wondering if today will be the last day on your job? That's adversity. Listening to the doctor give you a bad report? That's adversity. The bottom line is this: everyone really living on planet Earth is going to face adversity. Unfortunately, it's just a fact of life. However, the measure of a person as a child of God is not whether we can avoid adversity, but rather how we respond to it, knowing God's with us. Here are 7 things we need to know about dealing with adversity. Number 1, enter your sanctuary when faced with adversity. When adversity arrives, who do we turn to? Where do we go? In Psalm 9:9 in Young's literal translation, It says, and Jehovah is a tower for the bruised, a tower for times of adversity. The Classic Amplified Bible translation of Psalm 99 says it this way: the Lord also will be a refuge and a high tower for the oppressed, a refuge and a stronghold in times of trouble, high cost, destitution, and desperation. Wow. If we imagine the greatest fortress ever built could compare to the stronghold provided by the Lord for those who are facing adversity, we would never have a doubt. Psalm 37:39 in Young's literal translation says, and the salvation of the righteous is from Jehovah, their strong place of in a time of adversity. The Message Bible translation of that same scripture, Psalm 37:39, says, the spacious free life is from God. It's also protected and safe. God strengthened, we're delivered from evil. When we run to him, he saves us. Hallelujah. The first place we should go when dealing with adversity is straight to God, our Lord, our Savior, the one who's going to do something about it. Number two, engage your advocate in the midst of adversity. Job 36:15 in the Classic Amplified says, he delivers the afflicted in their affliction and opens their ears to his voice in adversity. There's so much truth in that. Boy, I could preach a sermon on that one. On Psalm 4:1, Young's literal translation says, it starts out, to the overseer and stringed instruments, a psalm of David. In my calling, answer thou me, O God of my righteousness. In adversity, thou gavest enlargement to me. Favor me and hear my prayer. The contemporary English version of Psalm 4:1 says it this way: free me from my troubles, have mercy on me, and hear my prayer. He is so close in times of real trouble. Number three, understand adversity is a trick of the enemy, but God can use it. Luke 16:8 in the Message Bible says, now here's a surprise. The master praised the crooked manager. And why? Because he knew how to look after himself. Streetwise people are smarter in this. Listen to that. Streetwise people are smarter in this regard than law-abiding citizens. They are on constant alert, looking for angles, surviving by their wits. I want you to be smart in the same way, but for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate you to creative survival, to concentrate your attention on the bare essentials, so you'll live, really live, and not complacently just get by on good behavior. That is a scripture we're studying. Luke 16:8, Message Bible. Number four, call your heavenly 911 number in the midst of adversity. Call your heavenly 911. My mother-in-law would call that, Jeremiah 43:3. Psalm 18:6 in Young's literal translation says, in mine adversity I call Jehovah, and unto my God I cry. He heareth me from his temple, my voice, and my cry before him cometh into his ears. The Message Bible translation of Psalm 18:6 says, my cry brings me right into his presence, a private audience. Boy, that's a great scripture. 2 Samuel 22:7 in Young's literal translation says this: in mine adversity I called Jehovah, and into my God I call, and he heareth me from his temple, my voice, and my cry is in his ears. There's lots of scripture that we can claim when something happens and causes us adversity. Number five, energize your opposition to adversity. Zig Ziglar, the great motivational speaker and church layman once said, sometimes adversity is what you need to face in order to become successful. There's a lot of truth in that. Proverbs 18:14, Proverbs 18, verse 14 in the Message Bible says, a healthy spirit conquers adversity. But what can you do when the spirit is crushed? In Proverbs 18, 14, in the Contemporary English Version, it says, being cheerful helps when we are sick, but nothing helps when we give up. Great words. Psalm 102, excuse me, Psalm 102, verse 2, in Young's literal translation, it says, hide not thou thy face from me in a day of mine adversity, incline on me thine ear. In the day I call, haste, answer me. The New Living Translation of Psalm 102:2 says this way, don't turn away from me in my time of distress. Bend down and listen and answer me quickly when I call to you. Number six, activate your deliverer from adversity. Activate your deliverer from adversity. In 2 Samuel 4, verse 9, Classic Amplified, it says, as the Lord lives, who redeems my life out of all adversity. That's another great scripture to claim in the time of adversity. Psalm 50, verse 15. Psalm 50, verse 15 in Young's literal translation says, and call me in a day of adversity, I deliver and thou honorest me. I deliver thee and thou honorest me. Watchman Nee, actually a Korean a pastor and also the author of Spiritual Authority, a great book, said, and it is through conflict that God induces the believer to seek and grasp total triumph in Christ. We wouldn't know how strong the Lord is if we did not have to face adversity. Number seven, give a generous God the last word on adversity. 1 Peter 5, verses 8 through 11. 1 Peter 5, 8 through 11, the Message Bible says, keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last long. It won't be long before this generous God who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans, they are, excuse me, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18 in the Message will comfort and strengthen you too. It says, so we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it is often looks like things are falling apart on us. On the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times. The lavish celebration prepared for us, there is none more here than meets the eye. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are not here today. They're gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see will last forever. Bishop T.D. Jakes once said, new levels, new devils. And there's so much truth. Hope you can join us today at Goldsboro Worship Center. But if not, you can join us again tonight at 6 p.m. for Sunday Night Live. We'll be there too. Don't worry. And tomorrow morning at 8:30 for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. But go to HaroldHerring.com and watch that 2-minute video this week. And if you've been blessed by the teaching, just click the button that says sow a seed and do what God says. That's all we ever ask. Hope you see you today or tonight or tomorrow morning for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. We'll be here. So happy trails and keep thinking rich thoughts. We love and appreciate you so much.